Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building sub-pressure for rewind-worthy jungle and old-school DNB drops. In this session, we're not just trying to make the bass louder. We're building a low-end system that feels heavy, controlled, and dangerous when the drop lands. That's the difference between a tune that just bumps and a tune that makes people turn around and say, "Rewind that." In drum and bass, the intro is a big deal. It sets up the impact of the drop, and it decides how much the listener feels that moment when the floor shifts. If your intro is too busy, the drop loses weight. If it's too empty, the track can feel unfinished. So the goal here is restraint with intent. Hide the full bass weight, tease a little sub-pressure, and let the drop reveal the monster. Let's start by setting up the session around the low end. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. For this lesson, 172 BPM is a great sweet spot. Then create three groups: drums, bass, and effects or atmosphere. That simple structure makes everything easier, because drum and bass music lives and dies on the relationship between those two elements. In the drums group, load a breakbeat. You can put it into simpler and slice mode if you want that classic jungle chopping flexibility. Keep a separate lane or track ready for kick and snare reinforcement if the break needs more punch. In the bass group, make one MIDI track for the sub and another for the mid-bass or reese layer. Route both to a bass bus so you can control them together later. A good rule in DNB is this: organize the project around drums and bass first, and everything else becomes easier to place. Now let's build the sub. For the sub, use a simple instrument like operator or wavetable, but keep it clean. In operator, start with a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep the other oscillators off for now. Set the attack very fast, almost instant, with a short decay and just enough release so the notes don't cut off too abruptly. The key idea is that the sub should behave like pressure, not like a melody line. Keep the sub mono. Put a utility after it and set the width to 0%. If you want, you can use a tiny pitch envelope for a little initial thump, but keep that subtle. The fundamentals should stay clean and centered. Don't try to make the sub do too much. The sub is the anchor. The energy and character can come from the layer above it. Now add the mid-bass or reese layer. This layer is what gives the bass its identity in the room. Use wavetable or analog and start with the tune saw style material or another harmonically rich source. You want a bit of movement, but not huge wobble. Think pressure, not dubstep. A good starting point is two oscillators with a small amount of detune, maybe somewhere around 5 to 20 cents apart. Then run that through a low-pass filter or a band-pass filter if you want a darker, more focused tone. You can start the cutoff fairly low and automate it later so the bass opens up as the arrangement develops. Add a little LFO movement to filter cutoff or wavetable position if you want subtle life. Keep the rate musical, maybe sync to quarter notes, eighth notes, or half notes. The goal is motion that feels alive, not a patch that wobbles all over the place. Then process that reese layer a bit. A little saturator can add grit and make it speak on smaller speakers. Use EQ8 to cut away unnecessary low-end content, usually below where the sub is living. The sub handles the chest impact. The reese handles the audible pressure. This split is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. Clean sub below, controlled movement above. That's how you get heavy without losing translation. Now let's write the bassline. In jungle and old-school style DNB, the bassline works best when it uses space. You do not need constant motion. In fact, too many notes can weaken the groove. Try writing a simple 2-bar or 4-bar phrase using just a few notes. Root, fifth, octave, maybe a minor seventh if you want a darker feel. Use note length as a musical tool. A long note gives you pressure. A short note gives you punctuation. A rest creates tension. A really effective bassline often feels like it's speaking in short sentences instead of shouting nonstop. A classic approach is something like this: a root note on the downbeat, then a short response note later in the bar, then a little variation in the next bar, and maybe a pickup note or silence before the phrase repeats. That call and response feeling is huge in jungle and rollers. Now bring the drums into the picture. The breakbeat is not just rhythm, it's the frame that makes the bass feel heavier. Use simpler in slice mode to chop the break, and don't be afraid to edit the timing a little if the groove needs more push. Add drum bus for density, but keep the low end clean so it doesn't fight the sub. If the break is muddy, use EQ8 to carve out some low-mid buildup, especially around the 200 to 400 Hz area. If you want that old-school jungle feel, let the drums breathe a little. One break can be a touch looser, another can be tighter. Add ghost notes, tiny snare edits, and little timing offsets. That slight human feel is part of what makes the groove feel alive. Now we build the intro. Think of the intro as a tension container, not the full statement. It should be mixable for DJs, but it should still have identity. A strong DNB intro might start with atmosphere or vinyl noise, then bring in a filtered break loop, then tease a low note or two every few bars, and then ramp into the pre-drop. Use auto-filter to slowly open elements over time. A bass tease might start with the filter fairly closed, then gradually open over 8 bars. You can also automate reverb send on a snare stab or a break hit to create space right before the drop. A tiny reverse hit or snare fill in the final bar can make the drop feel much bigger. A really useful mindset here is this: to not give away the full bass too early. Let the listener feel that something is coming, but keep the strongest version withheld. If you want to add character, resample. This is where the track starts to feel a bit more real and a bit more dangerous. Route the bass boss to an audio track and record a few bars of the bass phrase. You can also resample a processed break or a reese texture. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse it, move pieces slightly early or late, and create little edits that feel more authentic than perfectly quantized MIDI. That's especially useful for darker DNB because gritty audio edits often feel more believable than endlessly polished synth programming. Now let's talk about balance. The low end must be disciplined. Make sure the sub is mono. Check the bass bus in mono and stereo. Make sure the kick and sub are not fighting for the exact same space. If the kick feels weak, don't just crank it up. Instead, carve room in the bass. If the sub disappears, look at note length and sidechain timing. If the reese is swallowing the mix, high-pass it more or reduce some of the low mid saturation. Sidechain can help here too. Use compressor or glue compressor on the bass bus and sidechain it from the kick or kick snare group. Keep it musical. You want the kick to speak clearly without making the whole thing pump too much unless that's a deliberate style choice. Now for the drop reveal. The best rewind-worthy drops feel bigger because the intro held back. So right before the drop, subtract something. Maybe the drums thin out for half a bar. Maybe the bass drops out for a beat. That tiny moment of space makes the first hit hit harder. Then, when the drop lands, bring in the main bass phrase with authority. You can add the reese movement a little later, or introduce extra layers one at a time so the drop blooms rather than arriving all at once. That two-stage reveal is powerful because the listener feels the energy opening up. A good drop often works like this. First hit almost naked, second hit with more movement, then a switch up, or variation a few bars later to keep the crowd engaged. If you automate a filter opening, a drive increase, or a short noise burst into the first hit, that can make the drop feel even more explosive. A few common mistakes to watch out for. One is too much sub movement. Keep the sub simple. Let the reese move. Another is stereo bass below the crossover point. Keep the low end centered. Another mistake is overworking the intro. Remember, restraint creates impact. Also watch out for breaks that mask the bass, or bass notes that are too long and too dense. Sometimes the heaviest move is simply leaving more space. If you want a darker, heavier sound, try a parallel grit bus for the bass. Send some of the bass to a return track with saturator or overdrive, maybe a little EQ and compression, and blend that in lightly. That gives you presence without trashing the clean sub. Also, test the whole thing at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the bass still reads quietly, your harmonic balance is strong. If it disappears, add upper harmonics on the mid-bass layer instead of just pushing more sub. Here's a quick practice challenge you can use right away. Set the project to 172 BPM. Build a mono sub and operator with a sine wave. Write a two-bar bass phrase using only a few notes, like root, fifth, and octave. Add a reese layer in Waveatable with light to tune and filtering. Chop a breakbeat in Simpler and create an 8-bar intro with a filtered loop. Automate the reese filter opening over the last 4 bars before the drop. Add a short snare fill or reverse hit into the drop. Then check everything in mono, adjust the kick and sub relationship, resample one bass phrase, and move one slice slightly early or late for groove. If you do that and the drop feels clearly bigger than the intro, even at low volume, you're on the right track. So to recap, build your sub pressure by separating clean sub from audible mid-bass movement. Keep the sub mono, simple, and disciplined. Use breaks, filtering, and small automation moves to create intro tension. Write bass lines with space and phrasing, not constant motion, and mix for headroom, low-end separation, and mono compatibility. When the listener feels the floor shift at the drop, you've done it right. Now go build that pressure and make them rewind it.